season, Emporia State Federal Credit Union is proud to boast the best member service in town while providing convenient products and services to serve all of your financial needs. Join us today. Learn more at esfcu.com or text or call us at 620-342-2336. Your locally, federally insured credit union by the NCUA.
Emporia State Federal Credit Union. The educated choice.
For the next 30 seconds, think about the future you want to build. Because you can build it at Emporia State University. With faculty and staff who truly care about your success, you'll build knowledge and skills in majors that will prepare you for in-demand careers, like education, nursing, business, and cybersecurity, just to name a few. At Emporia State University, we're building a new way, a better way to build your future. Come join us. Schedule a visit today at emporia.edu.
Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz. Nice to have with us here this morning Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger. Dr. Schwartfeger is the interim dean of the Teachers College at Emporia State. Also, Dr. Russell Swanson, assistant professor and program lead for Masters in Elementary Education and Restricted Licensure. And Mr. Todd Roberts, instructor and director of Kansas Future Teacher Academy. All right, let's bring our guests on in here. Dr. Schwartfeger, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great this morning.
Nice to have you here. Dr. Swanson, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Doing well.
And Todd, good day. How are you?
It's a great day to be a Hornet.
It is. And a lot of Hornets could be having great days with winter commencements coming up here. Sarah, huh, here Friday and Saturday?
Absolutely.
Yeah, big doings.
We're excited.
Here. Yeah. And I'm sure some teachers will be venturing out, Dr. Schwartfeger, huh, into the work field.
Yes, we have lots of elementary and secondary education students that are graduating, and I'm happy to report many, if not most of them, already have jobs and positions waiting for them as soon as they walk across the stage.
That's what everyone likes to hear right there. That is the key. Now, our topic today is Emporia State, and they've developed several routes for students to achieve their first teaching license. And Dr. Schwartfeger, kind of give us an overall view of exactly what this is.
Absolutely. So what we've been hearing from the field, this is from K-12 schools as well as our students here at Emporia State, is that, you know, we need to help our students become teachers. And whether these are those traditional students right out of high school or the multitude of other people who decide a little bit later in life that they want to switch careers and they want to join education. So our job is to try to make that as accessible as possible for anyone that wants to make that switch. So here at Emporia State, we have several different options for students. They can come here to campus in Emporia and attend face-to-face for elementary education and secondary education and kind of take that traditional route. We also have two distant sites. So we have a site in the Wichita-Andover area as well as in Kansas City. So our students can attend their last 2 years in Wichita or Kansas City if they would like to, and they can do all of those classes face-to-face there. We also are starting a brand new fully online program. So this is for elementary education only, but our students can live basically anywhere in the state, complete those courses online at the same high level of competency that we offer for our face-to-face classes. And, of course, they will student teach face-to-face in a school still. But we do have those options for them. While they're doing any of those options, we're adding in some other things for them, too. We hear a lot that our students, you know, it's really difficult if they're non-traditional students and they're working full-time and supporting their families. They need to keep their job. So we have some other ways for them to remain as a paraeducator in a school and do these classes also with us. So we're just trying to open it up as wide as we can to allow as many educators to come back to the field.
How long have these different options, I guess, been under development here, and how recently have they rolled out?
So we've had many of these options for a while. We've had our distant sites in Kansas City and Wichita, I think, for over 20 years now. The fully online option is brand new. We're going to be rolling that out, starting that in fall this year. We also have another route for students that we are actually starting this spring. As you know, special education is something that, you know, is high need right now. We need those special education teachers. And so we're starting a brand new option for our students. As undergrads, they can get their special education degree in elementary education and they can teach in a regular classroom, in a general ed classroom, or they could also teach in a special ed classroom. So that's a really neat option for our students also.
Now, Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger, who's the interim dean of the Teachers College at Emporia State. Well, it's no surprise to anyone at this point, Sarah, that we are seeing teacher shortages, you know, not only here in the state of Kansas, but all across the United States. And here in Kansas, especially during COVID, shortly thereafter, you know, school districts here had to go to great lengths to try to fill teaching positions. What kind of numbers are you seeing, basically, the interest level in those who want to be teachers at Emporia State?
Yeah, I think the interest level is growing all the time, which is one of those reasons that we're, you know, trying to make some of these changes and help make it accessible for everyone. We're especially seeing a really large interest in people in the field that are in different careers that already have a bachelor's degree in another area, and they want to come back and get their teaching license. So in education, when you continue to further your education, that helps you because you go a little bit higher on the pay scale typically in districts. So we've also created some options where if someone has a bachelor's degree and they want to do a career change, they can come back in elementary education or secondary education and get their teaching license while getting a master's degree and not needing to come back and get a second bachelor's or a post-bac degree. So that we've really seen that field really grow in the last couple of years.
Well, let's bring in Russell Swanson to talk a little bit about the graduate elementary education side of things here. And Dr. Swanson, let's talk a little bit about the training that goes on the graduate level here for elementary education to kind of set our framework here for what may be coming for those teaching students.
Yeah, so our graduate elementary education program is completely online, which is one really cool thing about it. Apart from the last required semester of student teaching and the last two courses that require observation and student teaching, and so really anyone in the state at any location can take the majority of the courses from the comfort of their own home while they're working other jobs, which is a really added benefit to this program. I would like to mention, too, the state of Kansas has just passed what's called the LERP license. And so you were talking about those open positions. Those people who are interested in pursuing a graduate degree in elementary education can actually get paid as the teacher of record with cooperating school districts while they're working toward their master's degree and their initial licensure. And so they can get paid while they're working. And that really, you know, it removes a lot of barriers that would traditionally bar people from pursuing a program like this because of that traditional student teaching semester. A lot of people can't afford to take a semester off of work and go do a traditional student teaching semester in a public school. And so what this does is it allows our candidates to be put into those positions to fill the need of those school districts that have open positions, as well as to meet the needs of our candidates as well, who also need to work while they're student teaching. So all that to say, it's a stellar program with online courses, and we have a couple of routes, that traditional student teaching route, as well as the LERP license with cooperating school districts.
Dr. Russell Swanson, who's Assistant Professor and Program Lead for Masters in Elementary Education and Restricted Licensure at Emporia State University. You mentioned, Dr. Swanson, this was online. Obviously, a lot of people like this. How difficult is it, number one, to teach online? I know I've talked to a lot of educators who say, you know, it's a whole different ballgame. Some like it, some don't, but what's the difficulty in the online program, or is this something that we're getting used to?
You know, I think that you can always, with any circumstance, you can look at it as a glass half empty or glass half full, and I think that what online programs do is they give that convenience factor, and so especially for students in our master's degree program who are, you know, they do have families, they're working jobs, they're working full-time, trying to provide for families and pay the bills. It allows that affordance and of basically being able to complete that coursework at their own time, on their own time, asynchronously. When it comes to teaching courses online, I think that as we're preparing educators, really the goal is for us to put as many tools in our future educators' hands as we possibly can and prepare them to use them in the circumstances in which they find themselves in public education, especially K-6 education with our MSL-ed program. And so, really, I mean, it's if you have a passion to be an educator and you're pursuing that option, I feel like we give you a top-notch education and we give you all the tools that you're going to need in order to be successful in the classroom.
Russell, I don't think this was the case 10 years ago. I mean, this is something that you want to make a point of when you're educating prospective students, that this is the online route. These are some different tacks you may have to take. So are they basically taking any courses in online teaching?
Oh, are they taking any courses in online teaching?
Yeah, I mean, to teach online. I mean, it obviously it's different than face-to-face, but this is something they didn't face 10 years ago.
Yeah, for sure. So the state of Kansas is now requiring us, for our accreditation purposes, to require our teaching candidates to have those experiences teaching online. So it's one of those things that the state has responded to, and us as an institution have responded to as well. We're integrating those things into our undergraduate as well as our graduate program, where we're having students teach via Zoom. We're having them teach using online educational technology. We're having them do those things to prepare them for the possible contingency that a school might go back virtually. But really, the goal is to prepare them to be in that traditional K-6 classroom, and I feel like we do that really well.
All right. Anything different between the secondary education program versus elementary ed, specifically on the online side?
So are you asking about the restricted licensure?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. So with the restricted licensure program, it is it's just a little bit of a different beast altogether. And so with our MSL Ed program, any student that has an undergraduate degree can pursue that degree. Any student who has an interest in education can pursue that degree. With the restricted licensure program at the state level, it's just a little bit more complex than that. For the restricted licensure and the Master of Education in Teaching program at Emporia State, in order to qualify for the program, you have to have two things, at least these two things, go in for you. So you have to have a bachelor's degree in the area in which you want to teach. So for instance, you know, if I had a physics undergrad, then I could go and I could apply for the restricted program and teach physics at the middle or high school level. And so you have to have that bachelor's degree in that particular teaching area. And then the most important thing is you have to have a contract with a school district that's willing to hire you. And so with our restricted licensure program, it is restricted for a reason. It's called restricted for a reason. And so that's kind of those two requirements are what restrict candidates in order to apply for that program. But it's a similar program. You know, we're preparing our students via asynchronous online courses. That program is a little bit different, though, because if you apply for that program, then you are simultaneously the teacher of record. So you're getting paid as the teacher of record while you are working toward that master's degree or towards that restricted licensure program. And so it's a little bit more complex, but both programs are very similar.
You're tuned to the On Air Buzz. Let's bring in Mr. Todd Roberts, who's instructor and director of the Kansas Future Teacher Academy, as we delve into the several routes for students to achieve their first teaching license. And Todd, let's delve into the undergraduate elementary education program and the options you have here for students.
Yeah, so like Dr. Schwarzfeger kind of alluded to earlier, so we definitely have some different options for our students. So there's something for everybody that's kind of interested in going into elementary education with the undergraduate program. So if they are wanting to come to Emporia's main campus, we have an option for them. But if they are living in the Kansas City or Wichita area, we've had existing partnerships there as well. But then the one that we're really excited about launching starting in fall of 2024 is our online program. And so moving some of our general education courses online, but then also moving some of our professional education courses online, which will be able to allow us to reach a bigger, a wider net for more students. So maybe they're place-bound and they're not able to move to Wichita, Kansas City, or campus. We're able to take our program to them and really just be able to get to more students and make it available, because we know that our program is great, and so being able to reach those students as well.
When you talk about professional, I guess specific professional development coursework, what is attached to that for folks that probably are hearing that and that does not ring any sort of bells for them?
Yeah, so when we talk about our professional education courses, we are talking about teaching-specific type courses. So intro to teaching, children's literature, and then those methods courses of how to actually teach the content. So science, language arts, math, science, all of those type of things. So truly preparing them how to go out and teach. And so those are kind of some of the professional education courses that we think about, giving them more of that content and pedagogy of understanding how to teach.
What about the graduate elementary education, the undergraduate secondary education level, Todd?
Yeah, so right now, everything for secondary education, if we have somebody interested in becoming a secondary education teacher, they would have to come to campus to do the coursework and stuff like that. Now, to do their student teaching, so their final semester, there are some different options. So they would have about a 100-mile radius within Emporia. And biggest reason is that we send our supervisors out to go do supervision. And so that's one slight difference is that the secondary education, while we have 16 different pathways that they are able to do, they would have to come to Emporia's main campus to take the coursework at this time.
Okay. Anything new that may be coming down the pike here, Todd, from your perspective, that may wind up making things even a little easier here for education majors to you know, really get their degrees and get into the work world?
Yeah, so a couple of different things that Dr. Schwarzschild alluded to earlier. So one thing is we are creating a para pathway. And so our students, we believe the best way for students to learn how to become teachers is by getting out and doing it. You can go through classes and you can learn a lot, but we spend a full year out in the elementary classroom or secondary classroom. And so we are creating that para option, so students will be able to continue to work a full extra semester wherever they are currently working. They just have to have 20 hours where they're actually working with kids in an instructional classroom. So that's one big change. And then the other one is our special education option that we're doing, and where students are actually, right now in the state of Kansas, it's such a hard-to-fill area that they will actually hire somebody straight out of college with an elementary or secondary degree, and they will get them in the special education classroom. And so with our option, what we're actually going to do is we're going to give them student teaching options in the regular education classroom and then also 8 weeks in the special education classroom. So they are truly getting that immersive experience of working with special education students, writing IEPs, working with paras, doing all of that type of stuff. So they at least have a little bit of more background once they are in the actual special education classroom. So it's an exciting opportunity. We have tons of students that they know this is the route that they want to go, is ultimately doing special education, and so we're giving them that opportunity as an undergraduate student.
Well, we know if students want to be teachers, ESU is top level, has been for a long time. Well, Sarah, how was the fall semester overall?
Fall semester was great. We're so excited to be wrapping it up. This is finals week, so every student you see after walking out of the classroom has a smile on their face. If they're walking into the classroom with a little stress, but we're getting to the end of that week, and students are looking forward to a little break here wintertime, and we're getting geared up for the spring semester.
How much of a relief, I guess, will it be to have the students walk the stage coming up here this weekend?
Oh, it's just one of the best times of the semester to have that winter, and then also the spring graduation. When we do that, it's so great to see the families and the parents join, and it's just one of the best celebrations. If you haven't had a chance to attend, I highly encourage you to come down and watch and see all of those graduates. I also believe it's going to be live streamed, so you can find that information on the Emporia State website also.
Yeah, the Doctorate Specialist and Master's Ceremony, White Auditorium, 6 p.m. tomorrow evening. And then the undergraduates will be from 9:30 until noon at White Auditorium coming up this weekend. Yeah, it's a big day for not only the students, but it's a big day for the parents as well and families.
So absolutely.
We hope everyone has a great day either Friday or Saturday. Well, Dr. Schwartfeger, we appreciate your time here this morning as always.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day. Dr. Swanson, we appreciate it.
Hey, thank you for the time.
Yeah, Todd, great job. Good to talk to you.
Thank you, too. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, happy holidays to all of you. Dr. Sarah Schwartfeger, who is the interim dean, the Teachers College, Dr. Russell Swanson, assistant professor and program lead for Masters in Elementary Education and Restricted Licensure, and Mr. Todd Roberts, instructor and director of the Kansas Future Teacher Academy, on the ESU Buzz, brought to you by Emporia State University. Hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. And by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Lyon County's leading mortgage lender. Good morning, it's 8:46.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. President Biden calling the impeachment inquiry against him a baseless stunt, but House Republicans are moving forward with it anyway. Despite finding no evidence so far, Biden had any involvement in his son Hunter's business dealings, and now they're using Hunter's own words.
There's no evidence to support the allegations that my father was financially involved in my business.
Now Republicans are hanging on to